Through this asking, through this seeking, through the knocking, that you come to know how wonderful are God's ways.
所以只要是在这样的情况之下，在这样的祈求、这样的寻找、这样的求门的事情之下，你就会知道神嘅路系几咁奇妙。
Now you can see why the Lord Jesus is so concerned, so afraid that you shall not ask, that you don't ask.
所以现在你就会知道，点解耶稣基督系咁关心你，要你去求，因为佢惊你唔求。
So he goes on to encourage us to ask by telling us how generous the Father is.
所以他继续下去叫我们求，是用一个比喻，叫我们知道神是多么慷慨。
So he says, maybe you don't ask because you don't understand that God is so generous.
可能你不求的原因就是因为你不知道神是一个这么慷慨的神。
So he gives this illustration.
所以他又给了这样的比喻。
He said, now you know earthly fathers. Earthly fathers, no matter how bad they are, how selfish they are, to their little children, they are always prepared to be quite generous.
所以他就跟我们说，他说，你们已经知道这个世界上的父亲是怎样，无论他们的个性是怎样，坏怎样，不好都好，但是他们对自己的子都是这么爱惜的。
Really, when your son comes to you and asks for you a piece of bread, you don't give him a piece of stone.
所以就算你自己嘅親生仔嚟到你面前求你攞塊餅嘅時候，你唔會俾塊石頭佢。
And so he says he also in verse 10, if your son comes to you and asks for a fish, you don't give him a snake.
就亦都好似喺第十節咁講，話如果佢向你問一條魚，你唔會俾條蛇佢。
I say, if you, if human fathers who are selfish, who have, as we saw, the pig and the swine nature that we saw earlier in expounding the Lord's words in verse 6 onwards. If you have this kind of sinful nature inside of you, and you still know how to be kind to those you love, how much more your Father?
所以就正如我哋好似喺第六節嗰度睇到，人嘅本質就好似狗同埋豬咁一樣咁唔好，但係佢哋都識到點樣對自己嘅仔女，所以我哋喺天上邊嘅父係更加點樣識到對待我哋咧。How
much more your heavenly Father? That is assuming He is your heavenly Father.
但呢度係話，況且你們在天上嘅父，即係要知道喺天上嗰個係你嘅父親先好。Clearly,
of course, he is speaking to his disciples who know God as their father.
當然呢度佢係同佢自己嘅門徒講，佢哋知道神係佢哋嘅父親。So
for those who are not Christians who do not have God as their father, of course they first have to come to know God as their father.
所以對嗰啲非基督徒嚟講，如果佢哋唔知道神係佢哋嘅父親嘅話，佢哋第一步就係要知道神係佢哋父親先至好。
That is why for the non-Christian to ask things from God is completely beside the point. You don't go to the millionaire and say, give me money. He's not your father. Why should he give you anything? Nor is it any good if you are merely a nominal Christian.
或者係你只係一個名義上嘅基督徒嚟講，你自己亦都係冇咩結果嘅。
Because a nominal Christian means that you are a Christian only in the eyes of other people. That doesn't make you a Christian in God's eyes.
因為一個掛名基督徒嚟講，只不過係喺人嘅眼中你係一個基督徒，喺神嘅眼中你就絕對唔係。
And you only get God as your Father when you are born into the spiritual life, when you are born anew.
你只能夠係神嘅兒子，只有你係要經過呢一個重生嘅經歷，自己係整個人從。
That's why we saw earlier on, unless you have the experience of being born anew, you don't know God as your Father. But once you know God as your Father, how wonderful to know also that He is generous, which seems to be that many Christians, something that many Christians don't know.
但如果你真係知道天上嘅係你嘅父嘅話，你更加應該知道你嘅父係幾咁嘅慷慨。That's
why James says in his in chapter 1 and verse 5 says, ask if you lack wisdom. If you lack something, ask, because God gives generously and without reproaching.
所以就正如好似雅各講過咁，你如果你知道神係你嘅父親嘅話，你就求，求你就得著啦。And
without reproaching, 不會責備你。
神亦都唔會責備你。You
see, the thing is, if we keep asking God, we think we need troubling God. You see, God might rebuke us. Hey, don't bother me all the time.
因為有好多時我哋諗住，哇！如果我哋成日係咁求神，求呢樣求嗰樣，就好似太過麻煩一啲。Or
else you might say, you only came to me yesterday, and what, you're back again today?
或者你諗住神就同你講，啊，尋日你先嚟求我，今日你又嚟求咯。
You know, those of us who are earthly parents, we have to confess sometimes we are really fed up with the children, always asking this and asking for that and asking this. And you really give sometimes, to give reproaching. Don't come back again, huh? But here's the difference. Here's the beauty of it. But in James chapter 1, verse 5, the apostle James says to us, he gives without reproaching. That is, he will never say, why you two come back all the time? He just gladly gives, such is his generosity. Now also observe this, that what is asked for, the Lord Jesus speaks of bread and fish. Why does the Lord Jesus mention these two things? Because bread and fish was the staple food of the people. That is the food that they depended on every day. In Palestine, those were the two main basic foods. Rather like the Chinese, the Chinese Yuyan, the basic thing. That is the reason why at the feeding of the 5,000, you notice two things, bread and fish, the five loaves and the two fish. This means that when we come to God to ask, He is not saying we are going to ask for luxury. That is why in James it says there, you ask and you don't receive because you ask to consume it on your lust. You ask what you don't need. You ask for things which are not the kind of things that God will give. This doesn't mean that God will only give you the basic necessities of life. But it does mean that we need, when we ask of God, we don't ask for luxury. So if you need a car, you don't say, well, Lord, make sure you don't give me a new. I'd like something bigger than that. Or if you give me a VW Beetle, it's not good enough. I like something really big. No, if you really need a car, you can ask God for it. You can ask God for it if you are using it for God, if you really need it as a child of God. But it doesn't mean that you can go on to say, give me a Lincoln Continental.
Oh,
he's very familiar with this. I was wondering how our dear brother was going to translate that. You have one of these? But it doesn't mean that you can ask of God for what you need. But He might give you something far beyond your expectation, and He often does. God's goodness is such that I've so often been put to shame. How many times I've asked God, Lord, just give me this basic necessity, and He overwhelmed me with His kindness and left me completely speechless. I recall how I needed a watch once. In this modern life, it's very hard to go around without a watch. You know what time it is most of the time. And if you have to go to classes, you've got to know what time it is.
因為喺呢個現代化嘅社會入邊，你好多時都需要知道時間。如果你四圍走嘅時候冇咗個手錶，你係真係會失落咗。
I was content with anything that moves that gives me at least some rough idea of the time。
因為我真係需要知道真係大約係幾多嘅時候。
And then one day my mother said to me, "You need a watch."
有一日我媽媽同我講話，你需要一個錶。
And here's a watch.
啊，而家俾個錶你。
This watch was what your father bought, but he never used.
这个表就是你父亲以前用过的，但是他以前买的，但是没用过的。
And since it's a man's watch, it's no use to me.
因为这个 是男装的手表，所以对我来说是没用。
So you take it.
所以你现在拿
去吧。When I looked at the watch, I dare not put it on.
但是当我见到这个表的时候，我都不敢戴它。
Here was a gold Omega automatic.
因为这个是一个阿米加自动型的金表。
Can you imagine I was walking around in England?Even now, I hardly dare to wear the watch. I still have it. I'm wearing a very cheap watch, by the way, as a result. But I hardly dare to wear the watch here. I was a poor student, most of the time penniless, with a gold Omega automatic.
You think about it, I was a poor student, most of the time penniless, with a gold Omega automatic. But you think about it, I was a poor student, most of
the time penniless, with a gold Omega automatic.
所以咧，我盡量將我嘅袖拉落嚟，想遮住個錶。
I wore that watch for many years.
我戴咗個錶有好幾年。
And I have noticed many times how people looked at my watch.
我記得好多時有人哋望住我錶嗰時嘅眼光。
And I have to say that was the goodness of the Lord.
我就要同佢哋講話，呢個就係神嘅恩典。
I'm sure that often when I said I was penniless, they hardly didn't believe anything I said. They said, "Look at this guy with Omega automatic, and he's a gold watch on his wrist, and says he has no money."Of course, I never said to anybody I had no money, but they wouldn't have believed, even if I said it. So here to notice is that when we pray, when we ask of God, God has not said you have the right to come to your Father and say, give me the best there is.
So here to notice is that when we pray,来到神面前求取的时候，不是代表我们是求向我们父亲求取，这样可以乱这么来要最好的。
But such is the kindness, the generosity, exactly proving what the Lord Jesus says. If the earthly father knows how to give you good things, your father might buy you a very nice watch. Well, my father doesn't settle, my heavenly father gives me a gold automatic.
所以你要知道喺度就话俾我哋知神佢嘅慷慨系点样，就算你地上嘅父佢俾你都系俾得咁好，就好似我父亲俾我一个咁嘅金表一样。
Now often God gives it to us out of His loving generosity and kindness。
但系神佢俾我哋系喺佢嘅恩典丰盛嘅慈爱入边俾我哋嘅。
Many times I have sought to go the hard road, only to find that in the hard road I found the blessing of the Lord there.
有多时我系想走一条难嘅路，但好多时喺条难嘅路，我就揾到神嘅祝福。
Let me tell you a secret in the Christian life. If there is an easy road and there is a hard road, the road of the cross, always choose the hard road.
我再话俾你知一个做基督徒嘅秘密，就系当有一条又宽又大嘅路，有一条又窄又难行嘅路嘅时候，你嗰条就系通往十字架嘅路。所以成日都系要拣呢条又窄又唔好行嘅路。
Because it is in the road of the cross.That you will know how good God is.
所以因为只有喺呢条十字架嘅道路上边，你先能够知道神系有几咁大嘅好处。
When I was coming over from Hong Kong, or going over now, I should say, from Hong Kong to Europe, to England.
当我喺香港去英国嘅时候
，I was looking for the cheapest boat I could get onto.
我系揾紧嗰次最平嘅船只，我系可以去嘅。
And do you know what I found? I ended up with.
你知道我当时又揾到啲乜嘢咧
？I found myself ended up in the first class compartment.
你会发现到当时我系喺一个头等嘅机位入边。
I found myself sitting on a freighter from Hong Kong to Europe, sitting on a freighter in the first class.
你会发现到当时我系喺搭紧一架客机嘅头等舱位去英国。
Because this is a ship.、Hmm? The freighter is a ship, huh? The freighter is carrying goods. I was looking for the cheapest passage, and little did I realize that all freighters go first class. They don't have second class on freighters, they have only one class. Of course, not having been on freighters before, I didn't know that. And the freighter there takes only 12 passengers. And all travel first class. And there was I, this penniless fellow, sitting among all these people in the first class. And I paid less on that passage than the other people who are traveling from Hong Kong to England on the T&O line, traveling tourist class.
而比起他的由香港去到英國那些客輪的時候那些人就是比他們更加給得少錢
So all of you who come from Hong Kong know P&O the shipping line, the Pacific Orient line and that's okay, let me see translate So we find that although we are willing to go the hard road the difficult road God constantly overwhelms us with His kindness. On the ship, moreover, going over from Hong Kong to Europe, I shared the cabin, the first class cabin with one man for 4 days, and he got off in Singapore.
在船那裡,我由香港去到英國的時候,我是同一個人,是分一個頭等的倉位。
And this man came to the Lord as Singapore came into sight. So the Lord not only gave me a passage to Europe, He even gave me a soul on the ship. He knelt down with me and received the Lord Jesus.
4 years ago,
when we went back to Hong Kong, we had the pleasure of meeting him and his wife. Only I fear that in Hong Kong, he couldn't get much spiritual food, and perhaps has not grown much spiritually. And so, speaking of food, the fish and the bread, how we need to ask the Lord not only for the physical needs, but much more for the spiritual things. The spiritual food. So many people are spiritually hungry, but they don't know how to get spiritual food. That's why they can't grow. Do you have difficulty understanding the Bible? Do you have difficulty understanding the Word of God? Then ask. He is able to teach you. I am a man with a very big spiritual appetite. I'm so hungry, I eat almost all my waking hours on spiritual food. You know that I am a spiritual glutton, never satisfied. I'm all the time in the Word of God trying to get more food. And so, as a young Christian already, I had this great spiritual hunger. All day long I wanted more spiritual food. And so I turned to the Word of God looking for food. And often I couldn't understand. I read and I studied and I read and I still couldn't understand. And I'm sure that is an experience you are familiar with. And so again I apply these words. Ask, you shall receive. I knelt down before the Lord and said, Lord, I am hungry. And I am not getting any spiritual food and I don't understand your word. Teach me, I beg of you. And so, when I sat there, I couldn't understand, so I got on my knees. And I put my Bible on the chair, and I knelt down and said, Lord, teach me. Oh, amazing! The Lord began to open His Word.
So that day, I just fell on the bench, put the Bible on the bench, and just fell on my knees and prayed to God to give me my spiritual food.
And so there I got my spiritual food. And the more I fed, the more I grew, and the more I delighted in it. I don't mean that I have got all I want. I'm still spiritually hungry. I'm still every day going after the food. When you have tasted the good food, your appetite is not so easy. You want more of this delicious food. And as for me, my appetite seems to grow bigger all the time. As more as I drink in and feed upon the richness of God's Word, oh, it's so wonderful. And what have I found? God is so generous. He keeps giving in generous abundance. You keep asking, you will get. You keep knocking, it will be open to you. And so I can testify to you, whether in material things or in spiritual things, God is so generous. Why don't you prove it for yourself? You don't have to take my word for it. I'd like you to prove it for yourself. That's what Jesus wants. But notice, stop being passive and sitting back, waiting for somebody else to feed you. Go and ask, get it. Go out and obtain it. And if there's somewhere you can have spiritual foods, go and look for it. Oh, wherever there were men of God who proclaimed the word of God, I was there to look for it. That is why in London, every Sunday I was there to sit at the feet of that great servant of God, Martin Lloyd-Jones. Always eager to drink in whatever this man of God had to offer. That didn't mean that I was a Christian tourist going from church to church. No, no, that's because I was always there. I know where is the good restaurant, and I stay there. And there in Westminster Chapel, where Dr. Lloyd-Jones preached, there is where I got good spiritual restaurant. And so we find here that we need to also positively to seek when they're exhausting every possibility. And then finally, in verse 12, we come to this condition. Once we know that God is generous, how then do we obtain from His generosity? In verse 12, we read, so whatever you wish. The so, therefore, connects it to what goes on before. But what is the connection? How does verse 12 connect with what goes on before? Verse 12 reads, so whatever you wish that men would do to you, do to them, for this is the law and the prophets. But we still don't see what is the connection of this verse 12 of the law and the prophets and doing the law and the prophets with what has just gone on before.
但我哋都系仲睇唔到究竟点样咩律法先知嘅道理，同我哋以前讲过嘅有咩连带关系
？Sufficient to say today that this indicates to us by what condition, what kind of person God answers.
但呢度就系话俾我哋知神嘅条件，佢系边一等人，佢先至答应佢哋嘅祷告咧
？It's the kind of person who does God's will.
呢等人就系行神旨意嘅人。
Because of course the law and the prophets.Is where the will of God is revealed to us.
因为律法同埋先知俾我哋嘅道理就系神嘅旨意。
The law and the prophets was a technical term which the Jews used to indicate the Bible, the scripture.
因为律法同埋先知嗰度系旧约嘅时候成日攞嚟系讲话系神嘅教训。
Even in modern Hebrew, you will speak of the Bible as the law and the prophets and the writings.
因為就算好似現在的希伯來文，很多時都是用律法和先知來代表了聖經。
And so here we find that this represents the will of God, and God answers in His generosity to those who do His will.
所以這裡就是看得到神的意思是怎樣，神的意思就是對那些跟隨他的人、行他旨意的人是很慷慨的。
Now you can see why the phony Christians can get nothing from God.
所以你又睇到嗰啲係掛名嘅基督徒喺神嗰度將得唔到乜嘢
？Because they are not doing God's will。
因為佢哋唔係行緊神嘅旨意。
It's when you are doing God's will that you will experience His generosity and kindness。
因為只有你係行緊神嘅旨意嘅時候，你先會知道佢嘅好處，佢嘅慈愛。
Always walk in the center of His will。
所以我哋要成日喺神嘅旨意之下而活。
Then you will know the goodness of God in your own experience。
而咁嘅情之下，你就會知道神係幾咁美好。
Now there is a lot more riches in verse 12。
當然仲有其他嘅，我哋要注意到嘅。
And God willing, we will continue to expound this next week.
如果神許可嘅話，喺第二個星期我哋將會睇第十二節。
We have to look into much more carefully into what it means to say whatever you wish that men would do to you, do so to them. What does this exactly mean?
我哋要睇下究竟呢個係咩嘅意思。無論任何事，你們要人怎樣待你們，你們也要怎樣待人。
So again, the Lord Jesus is never vague.
所以我哋再一次睇到，就係主耶穌佢嘅教訓係從來唔會係模棱兩可嘅。
He doesn't just say to you, go and do God's will. The question is, what is God's will that I may do it?
因為佢係從來唔會話，你要去做神嘅，話旨意成全神嘅旨意嘅時候，而你又會發覺自己係唔知神嘅旨意係點樣。
So the Lord is going to tell us precisely what that will is.
因为神在这里告诉我们，直接这样告诉我们，准确地知道神的旨意是怎样。
It's so wonderful. The Lord Jesus never leaves us in the dark.
是这么奇妙，因为主耶稣基督他从来都不会叫我们在黑暗之中行走。
Everything is precise and clear.
每一件事都是这么清楚而准确。
And so God willing, we will look into this next week.
所以如果神许可的话，下一个星期我们将会继续看第十二节。
In the meantime, then let us take hold of His words and His talents.
在这个时候我们就将会在这个中间的日子我们就细细地思想神的话语接受他的挑战
and go and live it out and prove for ourselves the truth of his word
而在我自己的生命里面自己要行出来自己用生命印证知道神的话语是怎样真实的
then we will know how sweet God's will is
这样我们就知道神的旨意是怎样甜美
how good he is
是怎样好
let us pray
我们一起祷告